We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to give our man some credit because yesterday, and I know if you were here, you would have said the exact same thing. You would have said, look, it was a bad day by Jacob DeGrom.
Oh,
he's due for it.
Oh, my God.
Happens. He
Where
stunk.
Did that come from?
I have no idea. And you would have said, all right, Noah. You got the big nickname.
Yep.
You want to be the ace?
Yep.
More than anything, pitch eight innings. That was my thought.
Yep.
Pitch eight innings.
Absolutely.
And I know in this day and age, month of April, he was never going to pitch eight innings, but he did start the eighth inning.
He did.
So he pitched into the eighth inning. He was great. He obviously the best start he's made this season. The Mets were able to score a lot of runs because the Minnesota Twins couldn't throw strikes. But I do want to start off by giving Noah Syndergaard credit because the challenge that was issued, not just by me, but I'm sure many other Met fans, I think Noah Syndergaard answered that challenge last night at Citi Field.
No, he was great. Even the run he gave up early was just, you know, it was a swinging bunt and then a pop-up into center field. Really, that was it after a sacrifice bunt moved the runner over. No, I thought Syndergaard was great. He didn't walk anybody in the game. I thought he pitched very, very well. And look, the Mets guy, like you said, they got a break with all these, the Minnesota bullpen just giving up. After Odorizzi had like a no-hitter into the fifth inning, and then it was just like walk after walk after walk. Nimmo did get hit by a pitch. Wilson Ramos got that big two-run base hit, but that was a crazy inning.
I didn't have the game on with audio, so I don't know what was said while this was happening, but I'm obviously watching the Mets game to a degree, and Odorizzi's cruising, and Ernie and I both know Jake Odorizzi very well because we've both had Jake Odorizzi in fantasy.
What a surprise.
And one thing we know about this guy, and it's helped me last night, this is why fantasy's awesome, is we know he can look great for four innings and then implode. You know that, Ernie.
Yeah, I usually have him the days he implodes.
Yeah, me too. That's
nothing like a little implosion, Ernie.
So in the fifth inning, I think it was actually in the bottom of the fourth inning. Maybe it was the top of the fourth. I'm trying to think when. They had warm-up action before he had ever had any issues. It was Hildenberger was warming up.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke I made in my head is—
He didn't look so good either last night, Hildenberger.
He did not. But in my head, I'm thinking, wow, here's a guy who's cruised through four innings, but they know him so well.
Right.
They're
right.
Like, hey, let's get our bullpen ready. And then, of course, what happens? I mean, he loses the strike zone, and eventually with two outs, because I think it was right after McNeil had been caught, if I'm not mistaken—
Yep.
Rocco Baldelli pulls him to go to this Andrew Vasquez. What a tough spot to put him in with bases loaded. He can't find the strike zone, but it was actually a very typical Odorizzi performance in that in the past, I've seen this before where he looks great for four, maybe sometimes five innings, and then it just goes to hell in a handbasket real quick. It didn't just go to hell for him. It went hell to this entire bullpen led by Brandon Nimmo on a 2-0 pitch, taking a fastball that was not even close.
Yep.
Right in the square of the back.
It did.
And then Alonso had a really good at-bat drawing a walk.
He even walked Syndergaard.
Yeah. Well, that was the real killer.
Yep.
And that was the at-bat where McNeil was caught off third because he hesitated on what to do.
Yep.
I think what you've got to do at City is when the ball gets the backstop, your first inclination should be not to go.
Right.
Because the way the caroms go a lot of times, it's dangerous.
Well, here's what Ronnie said on that situation. And it happened again later with Syndergaard not coming in from third base.
Right.
But you know what? That's a little different because I don't want to risk Syndergaard with some kind of close play at the plate and he's getting hurt
by
trying to slide in. And he did score. And he did score anyway. I think it was might have been Conforto who walked on the next pitch anyway.
Right.
So it really didn't matter. But you know, Ronnie said that if it's a fastball, and obviously these guys, I guess they can tell what the pitch is. If it's a fastball, I wouldn't be going. He said the chances are with a fastball, it's going to hit and come right back. If it's a breaking ball, then there's a chance it's going to rattle around, maybe go in a different direction. And that's the way he said you should play it.
Yeah, that's probably the right approach. This is dangerous. We've seen so many of these caroms come back.
Oh, God, yeah.
Meanwhile, there was a game, and it was at Citi Field, if memory serves correct, where a guy scored from second because Wilson Ramos couldn't find the ball.
That was earlier this year.
Yeah, that was the Saturday game or the Friday game?
The game they won. I think, wasn't that the game they won against Washington?
Because it was the familiar
inning. The 6-5 game?
Yes.
And so speaking of familiar, see, this is the thing right now that scares me the most about this team, and that's the bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, a bullpen to me... I'm flipping out. I actually went over there up 9-1. Thank God they scored the three runs they scored in whatever. I think it was the bottom of the seventh inning.
Yep.
Right. Conforto, who's been unbelievable. I mean, he's just unconscious right now. getting that big two-run hit. They scored three more runs. McNeil got an RBI hit. They're up 9-1. Okay, so now I can just go watch the Islander game.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
So now I'm watching the Islander game. Commercial, whatever it was. Let me bounce back to the Mets. Now it's 9-4.
Yeah.
And there's nobody out. I'm watching. wait a minute. It's 9-4 now with nobody out in the eighth inning. Noah's out of the game. Familiar's in the game. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, got that.
And I'm getting nervous. And they got a big double play ball. I forget who it was.
Astudillo.
On a play where Guillaume barely kept his foot on the bag.
They better not have called that.
No, I'm sorry. No, I know, but it was close.
When
I first saw it, I'm like, well, man, don't tell me he missed the bag.
And
I mean, it almost looked like he did miss the bag.
And Minnesota challenged it, but that's one of those replays.
Right.
Was that really the intent of instant replay? To make sure the microsecond is accurate.
They don't give
accurate.
You that neighborhood play anymore, you get nervous about.
Well, it's also dangerous. You know, sports is trying to make things less dangerous, and that's a play that is more dangerous by the fact that you've got to really make sure your foot's on the bag. But he did keep it on the bag. It was a double play, and Familia did get through the inning without any more damage. He did have to go to Edwin Diaz. Not that it was a big deal. He hadn't pitched in a while, but you're 100% right. This bullpen is a mess.
Scares me.
There is nobody outside of Edwin Diaz that you have any faith in.
Not one of them.
Familia, I have more faith in, even despite his struggles recently, but Lugo and Gesellman and Avilon.
Yep.
They did send Tim Peterson out for Corey Oswalt. I think they need a long guy in their bullpen.
Yep.
So, this is it's worrisome. I'll be the first to admit.
The one thing I will say, though, and I understand that a couple of those games, they were way behind. The game Sunday, they were down 12-1. They come back and score 8 runs. You know, the game the other night, they were way behind. You know, they were 14, whatever it was, and they scored a bunch of runs to get 8 runs in that game.
Right.
The one thing they have done outside of the home opener is they've scored runs.
Oh, they're scoring a ton of runs.
And it's not just, they're doing it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
and they really are. It's not just, the other day they hit 5 solo home runs. I mean, it's a lot of different ways.
It's also a pace that they're just not going to maintain.
No.
I mean, they're scoring an absurd amount of runs right now. They're averaging 6.5 runs a game.
Yep.
It's obviously not going to keep up. So, yeah, their offense has been fine. I think what it does with this bullpen is it just puts more pressure on Noah, Jake, Matz, even Zach Wheeler.
Right,
they're deep into games.
Right,
they
right.
can't rely on getting 12 outs from their bullpen.
No, nope.
And what was frustrating, and I said this the other night after Jake's performance, is that just because your ace gets bombed doesn't mean you have to lose. And the Mets had a chance. He left the game. It was 6-3.
Yeah.
The game wasn't over.
Yeah.
What ended the game was their bullpen. The fact that they could not keep it close.
Jake just was bad. I mean, I've never seen him like that. I mean, I guess he was due.
Look, 2017.
The guy's been unbelievable. Well, it's been so long.
It has been, yes.
I mean, the guy had, how many consecutive starts without giving up less than 3 runs? How many, consecutive quality starts? He tied that record that Bob Gibson had. I mean, you just don't expect it from Jake. And you could see right from the get-go that he didn't have it.
Well,
right from the beginning.
He couldn't put guys away.
Nope.
Even early in the game, he was getting outs, and it was a laborious effort. He ended up having 46 pitches after 2 innings.
Yep.
It just wasn't the Jacob DeGrom we're used to. Hopefully, he'll bounce back Sunday night in Atlanta. I expect him to bounce back. But, in 2017, he had a good year, but it was a normal year. And what happens in normal years is sometimes you have bad outings.
Yep.
And sometimes you have a lot of really good outings. That year, Jake had some duds. I remember one specifically, I think in May against the Nationals, he walked 5 guys. He wasn't good that day. That's what happens. That's what happens with normal baseball players. He wasn't normal last year. But I gotta get this off my chest, and I know you'll agree. The quality start, all right?
Oh, the 6 innings, 3 runs stuff?
Right, that's a quality start. So so everybody knows, Noah Syndergaard did not have a quality start last night.
No.
Okay?
No, it really wasn't. No.
It wasn't.
Because he went into the 8th inning and wound up giving up 4 runs.
Correct. Now, was he not quality yesterday?
Of course he was.
Okay. It's an absurd stat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, bro, there's a lot of absurd stats.
Dude, the guys.
I mean, we could go on.
Oh, I know. But here's the thing.
No, you're
there's
right.
There's a lot of absurd
stats. No, he pitched great yesterday. He really did.
I'm not trying to pick on you for it, but you just referenced the DeGrom quality start streak.
Yep.
It's an absurd stat quality starts, but yet we reference it as
well,
if it means anything.
Well,
it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yep.
Noah Syndergaard yesterday pitched 7 innings, allowed 1 run, 2 hits,
no
0 walks.
Yep, 7 strikeouts.
I don't give a damn.
Gave up, and I'll tell you something I like too. No, I don't want to jump on you here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he got a lot of ground ball outs in this game.
Yes.
He got 8 or 9 ground ball outs. I mean, he had a very low pitch count going into the 8th inning. That's what you want to see.
It was a dominant start because the contact, they didn't even make good contact against him, right?
No.
There were 2 base hits. One was an infield hit. The other one was a blooper.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I don't care what happens in the 8th inning, because sometimes you do tire in the 8th inning. Because he puts the first 3 guys on base, the first one was an infield hit, and all 3 of those runs score, mainly because of J. Rizz Familia.
Yep.
That's not a quality start.
Yeah, well.
It's a stupid stat. Sorry. Yep.
No, I'm with you. Any stat, really, if you want to break it down, because even ERA, we put all the stock in ERA. Yes. Well, his ERA really last night was not really reflective on how he pitched.
Right. No, you're right. It's similar to, there was a year, I think John Neese had a year like this, where the Mets would make an error and then he'd implode.
Right.
But because of the error, all the runs would be unearned. Yeah. And so ERA wasn't that bad. Yeah,
definitely.
Wait a second. Right. If you're imploding, even if there's one error, that should count as something.
By the way, let me just say this, too, because I did not mention that we are live from the Black Bear Studio with delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Getting back to the point, though, which Matt's ERA is under one right now. He hasn't pitched like a guy that's got a 0.87 ERA.
Right, exactly.
There can be some, stats can be misleading in a lot of ways.
They can. I think in general, ERA will tell you the story, but there are, especially early in a season it's not telling you the story.
No.
Like you said with Steven Matz and with Noah Syndergaard. And by the way, speaking of Jonathan Neese, do you know where he is right now?
I have no idea where Neese is.
He just signed a deal with the Long Island Ducks.
Oh, my. Is that true?
They got a lot of Mets over there.
They do.
Well, Wally's managing, Backman.
Well, they've always had, because Buddy managed them for a while, too, right? They've always had that Met connection there.
They've always had that. Who else is there? They've got a few ex-Mets there. Matt Dendecker is there.
Is he?
Matt Dendecker. Oh. I know they had Jordani Valdespin for a while. I'm not sure if he's still there. Is Kirk Nieuwenhuis there now?
Oh, is that right? Nieuwenhuis is on the Ducks?
I think so.
Wow. Boy, oh, boy.
So would you go out there to watch the guys?
No.
See the old guys?
No, I'm not going out there for Kirk Nieuwenhuis.
No.
Sorry.
No, I understand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.